Well, we're going to have different opportunities to be able to hear each other's stories. So be ready, because you may be next, okay? But we'll do it a couple of times a month. We're going to continue in our time of worship through our scripture reading. And today's scripture reading is going to come from Acts chapter 17, verses 26 to 31. Vamos a leer las escrituras, Hechos capítulo 17, del versículo 17, 26 al 31. I'm going to invite Danny to come forward and go ahead and read the scripture for us, first in Spanish, and then I will read it for us in English. You can follow along with God's word as it's read aloud, or it will be in the projector right behind me, or you can follow along in your Bibles or in your applications as well.
Dice, de un solo hombre hizo todas las naciones para que habitaran toda la tierra y determinó los periodos de su historia y las fronteras de sus territorios. Esto lo hizo Dios para que todos lo busquen y aunque sea a tientas, lo encuentren. En verdad, Él no está lejos de ninguno de nosotros, puesto que en Él vivimos, nos movemos y existimos. Como algunos de sus propios poetas griegos han dicho, de Él somos descendientes. Por tanto, siendo descendientes de Dios, no debemos pensar que la divinidad sea como el oro, la plata o la piedra, escultura hecha como resultado de ingenio y de la destreza del ser humano. Pues bien, Dios pasó por alto aquellos tiempos de tal ignorancia, pero ahora manda a todos en todas partes que se arrepientan. Él ha fijado un día en que juzgará al mundo con justicia por medio del hombre que ha designado. De ello ha dado pruebas a todos al levantarlo de entre los muertos.
Amen. I'll read the scripture for us now in English. La escritura era Hechos, capítulo 17, 26 al 31. Acts chapter 17, verses 26 to 31. Let's hear now with open ears from the word of God, starting at verse 26. From one man he made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by human design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to everyone by raising him, Jesus, from the dead. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray together. Vamos a orar juntos. Oh God, we thank you because out of the depth of eternity, you came into our story, Lord. Thank you that we can come to you with the big stuff, the small stuff, and the in-between stuff, God. You meet us in those spaces. And Lord, right now we pray, God, for this world that cries out to you in such desperate need. Señor, oramos por esta tierra, por este mundo que te necesita. Lord, we pray for all those, God, who are in desperate need of you. We pray, God, for unthinkable tragedies, for the loss of life, God. And we pray, Lord, we pray for that, God. And we thank you that you're faithful in that, that you're the giver of life, and that every single one of those lives, God, we prayed this morning about a plane crash, God, and we just entrust it to you, Lord. I don't know all the details yet, God, but we know that you are the giver of life, and all life comes back to you, Lord, and you will be merciful, and you will be just, and you will be just the God that you are, Lord. So God, we pray for families that may be grieving across the world today, Lord. And we pray for even our hearts this morning with whatever it is that we're coming into this space with, Lord. Some of us are coming joyful. Some of us are coming burdened. But however it is that we find ourselves today, Lord, would you speak to us? Would you shine your light on us? Háblanos esta mañana, Dios Santo, por medio de tu palabra. Lord, make us new. Make us more like you. It's in the faithful and precious name of Christ that we pray. Amen. So we're continuing in this sermon series that we've been on in the book of Acts that we're calling Local Missionaries. And this is actually part 6 of this series, where together we're seeking and serving God just as we are, where we are, and as we are. As local missionaries, we realize that we are people who really engage the spiritual life here and now. We're not just so caught up in yesterday or worried about the future, but we can seek and serve God here and now. By the grace of God, we're able to go deeper and wider wherever we are. Por la gracia de Dios, podemos entregarnos a Dios donde sea que estemos. Whether you're taking your first steps in faith or your next steps in mission, we're all able to go deeper and wider with God in our home, in our workplace, in our family life. In the ordinary, God meets us there, and he does extraordinary things in and through us. God meets us not just for an hour on Sunday, not just for a time of singing or a time of hearing the word, but God meets us, as we heard in the testimony, in the realness and the rawness of everyday life. Dios nos encuentra cada día en nuestras vidas. And we've been talking about that in this series, going deeper, going wider. A few weeks ago, we talked about how we, as God's people, are called to respond to rejection by letting go and letting God. We've also talked about how we are called to respond to conflict and disagreement. A few weeks ago, we even talked about how mission begins at home through household faith. Last week, we talked about the difference between the worship of a living God and bowing down to a dead idol. This week, we're talking about seeking and serving God in everything. We are able to experience God in everything we are and in everything we do. Paul here, in this passage, he's still in Greece. Most of the people there have never heard of God. He's in a place called Athens, and he does something amazing. Paul actually quotes their own poets to help them understand the gospel. Paul quotes Greek poets to help them understand something about God. Paul here is reminding us that everything can be used to point to the glory of God. Todo se puede utilizar para apuntar a la gloria de Dios. We can reflect the glory of God in everything we are and in everything we do. Seeing Paul's experiences here, it's amazing. We're going through this series on Paul's missionary journeys, and we're seeing up front and close what he experiences that he later on writes about in some of his letters. Some of you know who Paul is. Paul was an early Christian leader, and he actually wrote most of what is the New Testament. The New Testament is the part of the Bible that came after Jesus came, died, and rose again. And this apostle, this leader, Paul, he wrote most of that section of the Bible. But here we're seeing his experiences up close that he later writes about. Here in Athens, he is talking about how we can experience God in everything, but he later talks about that in a letter he wrote called Colossians. And in Colossians chapter 3, he focuses on this idea of experiencing God in everything. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, you can put it up right behind me, and it's in your Bibles as well. 3:17 says this, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Then he goes on In verse 23 of the same chapter, in Colossians 3:23, he says this. He says, "And whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, not for human beings, not for human bosses, but as working for the Lord." This is the part of the invitation of the Bible and the invitation for us in this season that we're in. This is a season that Christians throughout history have recognized as Lent. Lent is a time where we prepare our hearts and prepare our minds for Easter, where we prepare our hearts and minds for the cross and the resurrection. It's the 40 days before Easter, but Lent is a time of reflection and a time of reorganizing our lives to see and experience God in everything that we do and in all that we are. Dios nos invita a verlo en todo lo que somos y en todo lo que hacemos. God doesn't want to just restore our Sunday's best, but God wants to work with and restore and give new life to our insides, to our outsides, to our thoughts, and to our actions as well. I love the way that this one singer, songwriter, his name is Stephen Curtis Chapman. Some of you have maybe heard of him before. He's a man that has experienced true love and true pain in his life. And he actually wrote a song called "In Everything You Do." And he says something very precious in this song. I'm not going to sing it for you this morning, but I'm going to read the lyrics for us. And Chapman says this in his song, "In Everything You Do." He says, "Remember, in the little stuff, the big stuff, the in-between stuff, God sees it all the same. And while I may not know you, I bet I know that you wonder sometimes, does it matter at all? Well, let me remind you, it all matters just as long as you do everything you do to the glory of the one who made you. Because he made you. Do every little thing that you do to bring a smile to the Lord's face, to tell the story of grace with every move that you make and everything that you do." And then he talks about different experiences. He says, if you're a student, maybe you're sitting in a math class. Or maybe you're a missionary abroad on a mission in the Congo. Or maybe you're working in your office. Maybe you're dining at a restaurant. Or maybe you're feeding orphans. But anywhere and everywhere that you are, whatever you do, it all matters. So do what you do and don't ever forget to do everything you do to the glory of the one who made you. Because he made you to do every little thing that you do to bring a smile to the Lord's face and tell the story of God's grace with every move that you make and in every little thing you do." Chapman here is reminding us of something we've talked about here at Imago Church, which is that we are to act as if what we do matters, because it does. How we live and what we do and who we are matters to God. Todo Dios puede usar todo para su gloria. Everything can be done and used for the glory of God. In this passage here, we see that everything from culture to experiences to poetry to activities, it can all be used for the glory of God. Toda actividad se puede usar para la gloria de Dios. We see here in the passage, we can read in verse 26, "From one man he made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he marked out their appointed times." You can put the main scripture up back, Andrew, in Acts 17:26, "From one man he made all the nations that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands." So to begin with, what does that mean? That means that God was intentional when he created you. Dios fue intencional cuando te formó. God was intentional when he created you. Friend, brother, sister, you are not an accident. You are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God. Dios te creó en su imagen. We continue in verse 27. Paul goes on in the point here. He says, God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any of us. Friends, the gospel always invites us into a bigger story. El Evangelio nos invita a una historia más grande. He created us for a bigger story. We are part of the grand story. That's God's story. In fact, that's what the Bible does. That's why we gather around it every single week. The Bible tells the story of God and humanity. La Biblia nos da la historia de Dios y la humanidad. It's in this great story that we can find our own story. Even our individual story can be part of this greater story. Our culture and uniqueness is not an accident. As local missionaries, we're called to bless those around us. As local missionaries, we have this reminder that we are free to embrace our God-given culture, and at the same time, we are free to celebrate the cultural uniqueness of our sisters and brothers in Christ. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, because our God is the God of all nations. People in all contexts and all cultures, as this scripture says, can seek him and find him because we serve the God of the nations. Servimos el Dios de todas las naciones. This is the point that the book of Acts keeps emphasizing over and over again. The book of Acts can actually be summarized in a couple of ways. But one of the ways that we can summarize the book of Acts is this way. In the book of Acts, we see that the gospel-centered community is a multicultural community. That being a multicultural community or a restored community or what the Bible calls a new humanity, all of that is a direct fruit of being a gospel-centered community. Being people who wouldn't ordinarily be together, gathered around the worship of Jesus. And that's why this year we've been looking at the book of Acts together, to look at that second part of our vision statement that God has called us to, that we would be called to be a gospel-centered, multicultural community where hope is built through restored relationships with God and with each other. We're looking at Acts to help us understand what this means. And I love that we can see that in the book of Acts, that the gospel-centered community is a multicultural and a restored community. And I love that even here at Imago Church, in our early beginnings, we can represent that even in this room. Podemos representar una comunidad multicultural centrada en el Evangelio aquí en este santuario. I love how we're able to do that. You know, that's part of what has been our goal this past year. It's to focus on the shape that God would form this community to be. Not just the size. God is going to bring that in when the time is right. But we're focusing on the shape from the very beginning. That God would shape us into the community that he has called us to be. And I love how we can even represent that even in this room. In this room, in this humble gathering, in this humble church at its beginnings, we have people from all corners of the earth. And from all parts of the Central Valley. We have some local Visalians that have grown up here their entire life. But we also have people from other parts of the Central Valley. We have people from Tulare, from Dinuba, from Lemoore. We even have some people here at Imago that grew up in bigger cities. In Los Angeles, in the Bay Area, in Chicago. Even some people that are from out of state, from Texas, from Florida. There's even international representation. Even at these humble beginnings, we have people from Guatemala, El Salvador, Colombia, Mexico, England, the Netherlands, Belgium, Uganda, Kenya, Ghana, and Ethiopia. Just to name a few. We give God all the glory and the praise for that. We can glorify God in embracing our God-given culture and in celebrating the cultural uniqueness of our sisters and brothers in Christ. Amen to that. And I'm so grateful for it. What a joy. Qué gran gozo poder celebrar juntos. The scripture goes on in verse 28. It says, "For in him we live and move and have our being, as some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring." Notice here, Paul does something incredible. Pablo hace algo increíble. Paul quotes their own poets. He quotes Greek poets to point to a truth about God. A reminder, once again, everything could be used for the glory of God. What Paul is doing here is similar to what this website by the name of Spindidi did. You could look up this list. Spindidi actually wrote a list of over 100 songs that are from different genres. Pop songs, country songs, hip-hop, oldies. All these are so-called secular songs, but they're all songs about God, faith, and the church. Paul is quoting their own poets to them. He is pointing to the glory of God in that. He is using their art forms, their cultural expressions to point to God's truth. Friends, everything could be used to point to the glory of God. As people, God created us, both physical and spiritual. Being reminded of this, that everything could be used for the glory of God, that's actually just reminding us of what this old hymn says. And a hymn is this old song that was used for worship. But it's this old hymn, some of you have heard it before, but it's a hymn that simply says, "This is my Father's world." God is creator. We are a part of his world. And we can point to everything for his glory. The gospel is truly amazing because it claims everything is part of God's creation. The heavens and the earth, body and soul, time and eternity, all of these things are meeting together in the unlikely but wonderful collision that is the gospel, that is the good news of God, that is the grand story that we're all invited to be a part of. The people of God have learned this throughout Scripture and throughout history. Remember, as God's people, we are blessed to be a blessing. Not just blessed for me and mine, but blessed to be a blessing. This was a promise that we talked about maybe a month ago or so, but it was a promise that God first gave to Abraham. But then Abraham had a grandson by the name of Jacob, who learned what Paul is talking about here. Jacob learned that we can see the glory of God everywhere. Jacob aprendió que podemos ver la gloria de Dios en todo lo que hacemos. There's this amazing story, and we can put it up in Genesis chapter 28, verse 16. It says about Jacob's experience. It says, "When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, 'Surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it.'" And verse 17 goes on to say, "He was afraid and said, 'How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven.'" And this was the place that Jacob named. He named this place Bethel. Some of you have heard that name before. Certain churches name themselves that, or worship teams. But it's not just a cool name for worship teams. Bethel was the place where Jacob realized that surely the Lord was in this place, and I was not aware of it. The old hymn reminds us of this truth that Jacob discovered at Bethel, that this is our Father's world. Este es el mundo de nuestro Dios. This is our Father's world. Creation belongs to him, and we can see the glory of God everywhere and in everything that we do. Podemos ver la gloria de Dios en todo. Verse 29 goes on to say, "Therefore, since we are God's offspring," Paul is saying, We should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by human design and skill. Again, Paul's doing something amazing here. Paul is proclaiming that idols are things made out of human images and human ideas. But worshipers are people made in the image of God. Worshipers are children of God, not just creatures of God. Children of God who live and move and, as the scripture says, have our being in Him. As worshipers, we find our identity in the image of the living God, not in a dead and lifeless idol. We spent all of last week talking about the difference between worship of a living God and bowing down to an idol. But I'll summarize the main point this way. We will become like that which we worship. Together, as God's people, as a church, can we take on the surprising posture of Jacob? Can we together say, just like Jacob did at Bethel, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it. Surely the Lord was in my pain, and I was not aware of it. Surely the Lord was in my joy. Surely the Lord was in my sorrow. Surely the Lord was in my excitement, and I was not aware of it. Surely the Lord was in my disappointment. Surely the Lord was in my contentment. Surely the Lord was in this place, and I was not aware of it." That's why we share our stories and our testimonies, just like Andrew did this morning, to remind each other of this truth, that surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it. Surely the Lord has been in my life, and I was not aware of it. One thing I look forward to every Monday is we actually have devotions as a team here at Imago. And we have them later on in the evening with our worship team, but then in the mornings with administrators, with Charlotte and with Genevieve. And on Monday mornings, we're actually going through a book of devotions that I've gone through personally in the past, and it's called Bread for the Journey. I've talked about it before. It's by this writer named Henry Nouwen, and he talks about this in that book. He has a chapter called Give Thanks in All Things. Nouwen says this. He says, "We are only grateful people when we can say thank you to all that has brought us to the present moment. Let's not be afraid to look at everything that has brought us to where we are now and trust that we will soon see it in the guiding hand of a loving God. Let's not be afraid to look at everything that has brought us to where we are now and trust that we will soon see it in the guiding hand of a loving God. We can see and experience God in everything that we do and in everything that we are." You know, if you're anything like me, you're probably used to categorizing your life. You're probably used to categorizing your life as the good stuff and the bad stuff. But God doesn't try to rescue our old life that we have categorized as good or as bad. But God gives us a new life and a new reality where we, like Jacob at Bethel, can say, "Surely the Lord was in this place, and I was not aware of it." So together, we're actually going to take time to reflect on all those places, and we're going to invite God to help us to see His faithfulness even in that. This song that we're going to reflect on is a song that has impacted me and has ministered to me in the highs and lows of my life. And I'd like to invite us, as we listen and reflect on the lyrics this morning, to invite God into every part of our lives, to invite God into everything we do and into everything that we are. So we're going to take this time to reflect on this song. It's by Tim Hughes, and it's called Everything. So we can just take time to be still before God and invite God into everything we are and everything we do.